Isn't that what the Bible said? But you saying what you see.
Jesus.
You got to come in here and learn how to control what you say.
Yeah.
I told you, me and Linda been playing the thing, you know, we be talking and she said, well, I'm going to run to the store. I said, don't run, drive and walk when you get in there. Tell me, you know what I say, say what you mean. Say words that you know is true that you want to come to pass. Don't look at a big dog and say, look at that little old thing. See, you're confusing your words. And the Bible said life and death is in the power of the tongue. And if you're a jester and a jokester, you better find another way to get some laughs because this thing is too serious.
All right.
You know, I remember in my day, it wouldn't in y'all day, what was his name, Fred?
Flint Wilson.
Fred Sam. Yeah. Used to get on there talking about, I'm coming to meet you. I'm having playing like he's having a heart attack and he had one right on stage. You don't play with words. Your words, life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come here, you have to learn when you leave out of here, you have to control your words. Now in controlling your words, you have to control your thought life. Because sometimes you just say what you think, you know. And when you're around people, I was in a church one time and this preacher was preaching. And he wasn't saying the right thing. He looked at me and said, say amen. I said, when you say it right, I'll say it. You don't let other people, because they have not been trained in word control, say things and get you to agree with it. See, that's how come the kind of prosperity and healing God wants to give his people, everybody can't walk in it. Cowards can't walk in it. Half-breeds can't walk in it. Want to be saved half the time and half the time they don't. No breeds. You can't do that. You know, because sometimes they'll get angry with you, you know, and everything. But you got to do what you got to do.
You're right about
to not just survive, but thrive. Amen.
Yeah.
And so this is why we come to church. You know, we come to advance.
Yeah.
Once you learn and get your finances up this year, next year, it ought to be an increase.
Yeah.
When it get an increase in your finances, your tithes ought to increase.
Amen.
The more you know, you take care of God's house and he'll take care of yours.
Amen.
Glory to God. So, you know, this is just the word.
Amen.
I ain't going to get up preaching my money. You don't have to give me. I'm giving everything I can get my hands on. Because I refuse to be broke. And I haven't seen broke in a long time.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Not only the money, but he gives me the wisdom to make the right deals,
amen,
to be in the right place at the right time.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm not going to be up here too long, I don't think, because I only have, I think, two sets of scriptures. God's word will take you places you've never been before.
Amen.
I'm talking about in that spirit realm.
Amen.
And he told me that he can. You know, we got to learn how to be transformed, to live in the world, but not live from the world.
Right.
You know, and the same, you know, transforming have to take place in your life. Ooh, I can't wait till December. I got some revelation for y'all. I'm telling you, it's off the chain.
Was it sleepy?
He's weaponizing me with power to make things happen.
All right.
I say he's weaponizing. I got a new book coming out. It's supposed to came out this year, but it's for sure coming out next year. See, you're going to learn how to control your atmosphere and things that's not supposed to happen in life, and don't let it control you.
Mm-hmm.
When you get weaponized with the power of God to control the atmosphere and shut hell down. When you start getting wealth, you got people that you wouldn't believe going to start getting jealous.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We all stay on the same level, we good. But when I start, you know. So you're going to have to learn how to, don't be mad with them, but shut jealousy down.
Amen.
Amen. He said, because God have spoken. You see this Bible, if you got it on your phone or whatever, this is God talking to you. He's not just talking to me. He's talking to you, and he's talking to you. He's talking to all of us, and he made us promises that if we live like he said, he's going to bring them to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you know what he told me? All things are possible to them that believe. Did I give them my subject today? I believed it and I got it. I believed it and I got it. Hallelujah. He said all things are possible to them that believe. And then he turns around and he makes available to us his faith that will make it happen. You know, it would be different if he didn't give us what we need. But he gives us his faith to make it happen. This is not your average, like I said, church or below average, because I'm going to teach advanced teaching and you're going to have to really pay attention and keep up, because I'm going to tell you something. He's going to be moving next year. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to be right in the midst of it. Glory. Don't be holding on to my tail, because you might get dragged. Because there's so much in the house of God, in the kingdom, that he told us when we got saved, first seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, how he operates. He's not going to operate like you want to operate. And I'm going to tell you something. When I came to God, I was poor, broke, whipped, and defeated. Glory to God. And he had to wash all of that stuff that was not helping me out and put in me his word that was causing me how to operate. Glory. Hallelujah. And you got to understand it. So I started seeking the kingdom. Yeah. And when you come to church, seek his right way of doing things. And what he said, my way's not your way.
That's what he said.
What you come telling me about what you think? What you think ain't got you nowhere. Where you come from with that? You gonna tell God what you think?
Oh,
Jesus! My ways are not your ways.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And you got to understand him. And then he said, "You know, we shall." He said, "If you seek his righteousness, you're gonna be added to." Amen.
Amen.
And that's what. And I have been added to. You know who been added to? You'll be added to. Say who? Me? Oh, yeah, you. 3 John in the New Testament is one of the scriptures. I'm not going to be up here real long. Let me say this here while I'm going there. Right, going towards Revelations. We sung the song, We Made It. Last week I told you about some of the stuff we went through. Now, all we doing is continuing to update our church, you know, with pews and with carpet. And I told you, this thing started with the carpet, you know. Took me 2 hours just to pay the people for the carpet, you know. And 4 people I had to go through. I've never seen, this was like a sci-fi moment. And then when I got them paid, I find out 3 days later, I paid them on a Monday so they could order the carpet, because I'm trying to get the carpet and a few people to come in together, because I didn't want to have nothing next week to do. I find out 3 days later that they didn't send me an agreement to sign. And so I had to go all the way back to Home Depot to sign the agreement. Now, she sent it to my phone, and I couldn't pull it up on my phone to sign it. And then while I'm getting dressed, the Lord spoke to me. I told you this last week. He told me, he said, when you get there, what you're going to have to do is take what they sent you on your phone and send it to one of the ones that's helping you on their phones. But when I got there, oh, let us pull it up on our computer. They pulled it up on the computer, and I still couldn't sign. So finally, let's get to what God said. We should have done that as soon as we, you know. So I told the lady, I said, listen, I'm going to send this. Here, take my phone and send it to your phone. And sure enough, when it went to her phone, I was able to sign. Okay. They ordered the stuff and then they act like it wouldn't come in, but we got to pray. Now, during that transaction, the devil wanted me to say, what kind of place are y'all running here? You know what I'm saying? Y'all supposed to be a chain store. What kind of place? But you know what? See, you got to recognize when you are matured in the spirit, a setup. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because unless you stay, and we studied for weeks on love, peace, patience, didn't we do that? Some of y'all didn't get it. I'm going to go over it again. So I'm sitting there, that old Louisiana hat trying to roll up on the back of my head to make me mad. But I wouldn't get upset. I just wouldn't get upset, you know, and everything. I just sit there and I say, Lord, you got this.
Mm-hmm.
And so on top of all of that, what happened was they ordered the carpet and then it was something else came up, you know, and then they said they didn't know if the carpet would. So they sent one man, all that money I paid, one man to take all of this old carpet out that Tuesday. And we didn't think the carpet was going to be there, but it got there Tuesday evening. So he went, picked it up, and he had to cut it three times just to get it in the truck so he can carry it. So that means there's more seams in it. And the devil talking. You know how the devil will sit there and he talking to you. All the money I spent, y'all was saying, one man out here, you know. But you see, I know it's a setup from Satan. Hiya, in the cease. Because I'm not going to get in an argument with these people. Because I need this done and I need it done now. Now listen to this. The man, he was skillful in what he did. He called another guy to come work and he wouldn't come. But he was not skillful, because I saw by the fruit he was bearing, in holiness, in controlling the airways. And I knew it was nothing but Satan trying to back up everything and trying to get me angry and stopping that guy from coming and wearing this other stuff out. It was nobody but him. So I went in the airwaves and I controlled and paroled my perimeter. I told that guy, that's what got that me and John was praying, that's what got that carpet here. And I told him, so when the man came, you know, I didn't have no anger atmosphere in here. I did clean the air. I did shut the devil down. I said, God, if all I got is one man, you gonna show him how to do this here, and he's gonna be through in record time.
Come on here.
That man started putting this, and we had been at it, these sides, and that takes wrapping and all of that. We built the step back there. He started on a Tuesday after 12, and by Friday at 1 o'clock, he was finished.
He was good.
Because I put some Holy Ghost power on him. I said, you help him, you teach him, you show him what to do. And I bind that devil up, and I forbid him to move.
Hallelujah.
And that man said, and I was talking to him about goals and how, you know, we set goals and everything. And he told John about 140. He said, I got one goal.
Yes,
he said, that's to get y'all in your church on Sunday. And God made him make a 3-day journey. Come on here, somebody. See, the devil want to control with circumstances and with you getting mad with folks and cutting up, which would have caused it to not come to pass. But I went in that spirit realm and I shut that devil down. And I told him, you're not going to control this. Hallelujah. I know how to do business. Glory to God. And that man said, y'all the best people to work for. I wanted to say, you didn't want that husband to come out. Look, we would have wrote a whole nother story. It would have been another story. But I decided to write my story. So when he finished that Friday, we had to bring the chairs back in. We had church last Sunday. They were supposed to pick the pews up that Monday.
Right, yes. They're supposed to come.
That was, and What? How did that happen?
They said
they was going to come that month.
And bring the pews.
They had already picked the pews up that, what day was that? That was before we put the carpet down. Mm-hmm. They came the Monday before the carpet. The man picked up the old carpet on a Tuesday, and they had picked up the pad and the pews that Monday. Then when they was supposed to bring the pews back, we're going to be there.
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock. Tuesday. Then I get another call. It's going to be 4 o'clock.
Oh.
Then I get another call.
Now,
it's going to be
6.
5:30 or 6 o'clock. When they got here, it was after 7 o'clock that night. Going on 8 o'clock. Wait a minute. Yeah. Yes. And so, after what happened before, when they came to tear the pews down, you know, they hit a deer 2 times. They went to the wrong place talking about, we going to be looking in y'all face at 9 o'clock, and they was in Columbus, Mississippi. And the first thing you want to say, Mississippi?
Mississippi?
What's wrong with y'all folks? Y'all that? I mean,
that's far.
We had every opportunity to get in the flesh and to throw a fit. Yeah. And then we didn't know when they came. We thought they were taking the whole pew. They tore all of this down. The back, that. These was in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
The feet was in the kitchen. We didn't even know they were going to do that.
Right.
So the devil said, what? But I laid in that flow. God had a flow going.
Yeah.
And Elanil was laying in there with me. He said, whatever, brother, whatever y'all got to do, because I done already paid the man some money. I ain't going through this no more. Y'all going to do this here.
Yeah.
And when he was taking these pews and loose, he was hitting that thing like he was breaking it. He said, I ain't breaking it. I said, brother, whether you break it up, you're going to put it back together, because you ain't getting your money until you put it back together. So I ain't lifting no eyebrow. I ain't getting upset about nothing. You got to not let the devil take you in that flesh. So when they brought the pews back after that time, who ever heard of us other company delivering it after? It was after 8 o'clock when they left from here.
Yeah.
And when that man came after all of that, we be there this time, we be there that time. I was just praying, Lord, don't let him get in no wreck with our pews. And when that guy walked in here, he thought I was going to eat him up. I hugged this big old neck. I said, I'm just glad you're here. You know. I'm sorry. I said, hey, don't worry about none of that. I'm just glad you're here. And they, when I tell you they went to work. They went to work. I walked these eyes and say, God, you make sure they do this stuff and do it right. Oh, none of you paying for this here. And so, you know, several other things happened. And he told me, he said, I wish you had a church in every city, because he said, you know, y'all the best people to work with. Because what's the use of cutting up? What's the use of getting all mad about something? Go take it to the heavens and let God fix it. I was navigating in the spirit realm. And then he brought this guy. He didn't have a guy to help him take it loose. He had this younger guy with him that didn't look like he knew what he was doing. But I say, Lord, you let them angels, you let them put them back together again. Amen. They had taken all of the, where you put the Bible thing, all of that was off of them. I mean, it was torn all the way down. But they put new wood in some places where we needed wood. I mean, they did. We got our money worth. And then the devil, but now mind you, for 2 weeks, 1 week with the carpet guy, 1 week. This was our 3rd week. We've been getting here, having to be here at 8 o'clock in the morning.
7:30.
And staying at 6, 7, 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. Our bodies was tired.
Amen.
We're driving 2 vehicles, that's gas. Plus I'm buying breakfast and lunch and everything. And then that Friday, he said, it looked like it wouldn't go happen.
Mm.
It looked like it wouldn't go happen with the carpet. But God made that journey, and it sure looked like it wouldn't go happen. Because I didn't want my Thanksgiving week tied up with this.
Right.
And they wanted to be home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And That devil tried to hit that that Thursday. I said, what you want in the morning? I got up and I went and got my coffee pot and fixed a big old pot of coffee. We got some donuts. I said, we're going to have a good time. We're going to finish this today.
Amen.
We're not mad at nobody. See, you got to know the power is in your hands to control the atmosphere. But if the devil pull you out in your flesh, you can have that flesh fit, but you better be willing to pay the price behind it. And then he gonna come and sit on the, they measured how far they needed to be from the wall and how far they needed to be from the middle and everything. And he came in here. He sit on the pew. He said, now, I was told I got to talk to you about money. I said, what is to talk about? I got to have a check when I leave. I said, brother, let me tell you something. When I sign the contract, I got a check. I ain't got to go look for money. I don't have to go borrow no money. I got your money. But not what I did do. You wasn't the one that I signed the contract with.
Come on, Pastor.
So I got on the phone.
There you go.
And got with the one that I signed the contract with. Mm-hmm. And say, am I authorized to give him this check?
Jesus. That's what you did.
And then I say, when you get it, you send me. I gave him my email address. Send me my paid in full. Because I got a bookkeeping company that I have to deal with.
Oh, yeah.
And when he left here with that. So what you see is paid in full.
Yeah.
And it's not measured by how many people is in the church. Because God is building his people up. And you're going to go out in giant territory. And you're going to bring some giant money back. Come out here, somebody. Because he's raising up a remnant. Glory to God, that's not going to look at the circumstances. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, you gonna, God say, go get by that land in the hood. Get behind the liquor store. But we own that.
Yeah.
They gonna shut it down one day.
Hallelujah.
People come in here, they say, ooh, you got a pretty church. This is nice. You know, your parking lot and everything, because the priesthood have come to the hood to show you how to live.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, that divine navigation through the atmosphere. We talked about navigating that. Don't get mad at them people. I told that preacher, I said, you got some preachers who would have not only fussed you out, but cuss you out. But I'm not operating in that room because I want God to stay in my business. And both of them did extra stuff for us they didn't have to do. By us keeping our tongue and keeping our thing. You got to understand. See, God walks with me. He teaches me how to do. I'm a businesswoman. Some of y'all want me, like I say, to put a tanker car all on your head, but you don't want to learn how to do business. Hallelujah. God has shown you just how to do business. In the bank, who to go to. Hallelujah. I know how to do business, and that's my confession.
Amen.
You know, and I don't have to fuss folks out, cuss them out, or nothing like that. I'm going to go in there and come out with just what I need. And they're going to be glad they gave it to me. Glory to God. Now, what we're going to be going into 2026 with, we're going to learn how to navigate even better. Because the Bible said the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. And we're going to have to learn how to transfer that wealth out of the spirit realm and bring it down here on earth where we can use it. Amen? And you're going to have to learn, glory to God. Because see, like I said, I could have said, y'all just send one man and did it. I got to have this stuff done. God said, don't worry about it. I'll get in him. I'll have him fix all of this here. You don't throw no fit. Don't worry about it. I got this.
Yeah.
And he had it and he did it. The reason why some of our lives are so tore up from the floor, we let the flesh take over instead of letting the spirit. But ain't nobody going to take, to do me like that. When God finished, they're not going to do you like that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's look. I said go to what? 3 John, New Testament, going towards Revelations.
Mm-hmm.
It's only one chapter. And I'm going to read a very familiar scripture in 3 John 2. It says, beloved. Now God talking to his beloved. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Now notice, when there's a TH behind a word, that means continually. As your soul continue to prosper, my wish is for you to have health and wealth. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you're going to have to, the soul, we said, is your mind, how you think, your willpower, and your emotions. I fought so many emotions that wanted to get out of place with all of this we were doing. I was literally tired. But the Bible said to know the word and don't do the word.
Come on here.
You're not going to get nothing.
There you go.
You want to go through this? Well, I feel like I'm justified. Were they wrong? Yeah, they were wrong. But two wrongs ain't going to make no
difference.
Yep. I need God to get in this wrong and make it right for me. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, because my soul is prospering with the word of God, when he told me to walk in love and walk in and use your faith, and he told me in Ephesians, you're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. So ain't no need in fussing them people. You got folks out there going to shoot somebody because they mad. He just going to go in somebody else and come right back at your front door. So you have to learn the word is right. You want to leave out of here and keep living the life you was living and giving. You're going to have to slow down in 2026. Because God's going to be moving, and if you're not moving with him, you're going to miss your blessings.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You got to know. He said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, not in sickness.
Amen.
Continually. As your soul continues to prosper. So I told you last week, the first thing you need to do when you come into Christ, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he has to become a new creature. Talking about women too. Old things, your old way of doing things and your old way of thinking. If you're not willing to pay that price, you're not willing to walk in this kind of success that God is talking about. And when I'm talking about success, he's going to do some supernatural things. And when you come out of it, you're going to wonder, how in the world did, how in the world did we do this here? How in the world can a church like this here spend the kind of money we just spent for this here? Well, if y'all got that kind of money, I ain't giving nothing. Well, you know what? Keep your nothing. You were poor broke when you came here. You're going to be poor making the same decisions when you walk out. You ought to say, Lord, look at how we're giving on good ground.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't want to give at a church when I go in the bathroom and it's smelling all like urine. I don't want to, you know, give to a ragged looking place. I want it to represent what it's saying.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
That's right.
I told you last year, and I'm not, as you go bragging, I ain't bragging, baby. This is proof.
Yeah.
Years me and my husband looked for a house, and John just was determined he ain't going to live just anywhere. So he started going in neighborhoods. I'm saying, okay. And he pulled him one out of there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when I tell you them jokers cut up on in that neighborhood, there's another 7 houses. We on this street, we on the corner. They cut up and we start praying and shutting them demons down and laying them down and everything. You see, they want to say, you picked the wrong house. No, I didn't pick the wrong house. Now, this devil gonna shut up.
Yeah.
And they gonna quit clowning in front of us.
Yeah.
You know, one of them little girls looked at me talking, what you looking at?
Oh, Jesus.
Looking at you. And you better go lay your little self down. I don't have to go to your mama. I can take you to the heavens and shut that little, that demon, the same kind of demon being grown.
Come on.
Shut that devil down. Talking about people say we preachers. Talking about them creatures. You're a creature. Yeah, I'm a creature that's going to get you. I come from another universe just to handle you and help everybody in the neighborhood. Glory to God.
Set out.
But you got to know this is not average church where somebody just come preach to you and you go out there. Yeah, we had a good time and didn't even remember what it said. Now, it ain't going to be my fault if you don't do what I'm teaching you. Because God ready to put on the show, baby.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be one of the main characters.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I'm the star.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all can run with Sister Jesus and that if you want to.
I know that I'm
starring.
I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul continue to prosper. Your mind, your willpower, and your emotions. You're going to have to bring all of them under subjection to the word of God. Well, I feel. I don't care what you feel. Whole lot of mornings I get up and don't feel like coming to church or going to work.
What's that
old saying? I owe, off the work, I better go.
You
better come in here and get what you need, because this is the fuel that's going to change your life.
Yeah.
You can have all kind of money, spend it, and then you don't know where it went. The Bible say money will take wings and fly. And you be sitting there like the man won all of that money, sticking his hand under the bed, and he done used all of it. Ain't no more there. Glory to God. But we're going to teach you that you got to renew your mind, control your willpower, and your emotions. And it's going to change your world. Amen?
Amen.
You are about to enter into a whole new universe of the supernatural. Where God is putting his super on your natural. Showing them that God is on your side and that he's there to make a difference.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I live by miracles, you know. And I'm learning every day. I don't act like I know everything. He showed me something this morning I was concerned about or asking about. And I'll get into that next month. And I'm alive. That's why he told me I'm alive with him. When I come in the room, Jesus come in the room. When I speak his word, it's just like he's speaking his word. You hear what I'm saying? But you got to renew your mind to know that. The devil wants you to feel like you are nobody because I don't know what kind of life you live. But when I speak, I want things to happen. Hallelujah. Because he watches over his what?
Word.
To do what?
Perform.
To perform it. So if I speak the word, I had something hit my body. And when I tell you when this thing hit my body, the first thing Satan say, you got cancer. Where it was at and everything. It was hurting. And all kind of stuff was happening. And I told him, I said, you are not in my covenant. I said, this is not of God. And I begin to lay in that word, glory to God. And it's beginning to subside and stop. And when I went ahead, you know what kind of, you know what I'm talking about. Mammogram? Wasn't nothing there. I told him wouldn't gonna be nothing there when I went there. But you see, I'm operating on my level of faith. Because the way I know the devil don't like me and I don't like him. But I got power over him, and the only power he got over me is the power of deception. If I would have received it and let fear enter in, I would have had it. But I'm not receiving anything, hallelujah, that's not mine.
There you go.
Glory to God. And I told him, I say, well, you know, this is coming up. Let it come up. I'm not gonna walk in fear. I'm not going to walk in doubt. God had told me, I said, you told me that your word would keep me.
That's right.
Didn't we say that?
Yeah.
Your word is what keep you. Going to learn how to let that word keep you.
Yes.
I'm not saying don't take what they say. I'm not saying don't get a checkup if you need to get a checkup. But after you get it checked up, go check it in to the Holy Ghost. Shake it into the Holy Ghost. You promised me.
You said it.
I'm saying it every day. I'm not waiting for something to hit me. I say every day, you said, you said in your word. Now this thing got to get deep into you where you believe in it. You said that you take sickness and disease out of my body. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I confess over my body daily. I know how old I am, and then I know, you know, people say, well, you know, when you cross 7, you start losing your mind. When I misplace something, the first thing they want to say is, I must be losing. I say, nothing wrong with my mind. It's nothing wrong with my mind. I'm not going to speak against the word of God. I'm going to speak in line with God's word. Maybe you so busy, you ain't got time to, you better find the time to train your tongue and your mind. Hallelujah. And like I said last Sunday, don't matter how many people don't want to walk in this word, you better walk in it, because you may have to pull one of them out the ditch one day. And if you in the ditch and they in the ditch, what's...
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Wait on somebody else to come along.
So he said in 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. So your mind have to go through the word. It got to get on the word. When the devil come and say, no, that's not mine. No. And when all of this, and let me say this and then I'm on, because I'm not going to be up here long today. While we were going through what I call a sci-fi moment, that's not the first time we went through that. When we built this church, we had all kind of unusual things happen. Crazy stuff. You wouldn't believe. And just, John, don't get mad with me. Just to go to show you how, when we were doing this, these 3 weeks, my dog got thrown off. He ain't never spent outside overnight. He out there barking till 4:30 in the morning. And we trying to run him all over the back porch to get him to come in, and he wouldn't come in. And I had to pray and say, Lord, shut him up. So they won't get these cops over here. Then he did it another time. John got mad with him one night. He said, the devil ain't going to rule this here. He went down. And he was due for a shot at the vet and everything. So we took him to the vet. They going to put him on some kind of depression pills. I say the devil was alive. I'm going to work.
Hey, that's all.
He had one of the pills on the night. He didn't expect to stop. John said, we ain't getting that dog no more. But he was used to a pattern. And we didn't give him nothing else after that. I just would love on him. And see, he used to, in the morning, we go in the living room and we have 2 chairs and we have prayer. And he laying right there.
Right there.
And he looked around and said, where the prayer folks at? What's going on? But now that we home a little bit more now.
Yes.
Boy, when I wake up, he just wagging that tail like he a little old puppy and he over 100 pounds. He's so used to it. And the gate open, he can come in. He's sitting there in the living room and everything. And you know, not only, y'all can laugh, but I'm going to tell you something. That was like a sci-fi moment. And it had me feeling funny. You know, I ain't never had a feeling like that. Like, what in the, like, you, I'm spaced out. Like, I was on something. I said, the dog depressed. The devil trying to make me depressed. And I'm just walking and I said, say scripture.
Scripture.
That word will talk to you. It'll talk to you. And I thought about that scripture that said, you know, y'all heard me say that last week about how because of the revelations that you've gotten. See, the devil don't want me to preach and bring y'all up as I go up. He don't want this thing to work. He don't mind you talking about it, but he don't want us to. And so I'm walking and I say, God, I said, you told Paul, he said, I went to you 3 times asking you. Because he said, Satan sent a messenger.
That's what he said?
God didn't send the messenger. Satan sent the messenger to buffet me, to fight against me. Not buffet me, buffet me. And he was hitting on every hand and every side. And I couldn't understand everything. But then the scripture said, God told him, my grace is sufficient. I knew the scripture, but I didn't know how to kick it in. So I lift up my hand and I say, Father, I received that grace.
Yeah.
And I just kept saying, grace, I thank you for. Yeah. And that thing, them feelings came up off of me. Glory to God. And then I went to the scripture that said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I'm not going to have doom sitting on my head. I'm not going to have doubt sitting up on me. You're not going to have me spaced out. You ain't going to have dogs spaced out. But if you're not trained to reign in the spirit realm, the devil will have you going up on the roof and talking about jumping off. You want this kind of wealth where you got to go in the marketplace and go among the giants and take what's yours? You're going to have to be trained.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because you're going to lose it. They're going to do something to make you lose it or say something. Or you're going to get into all those spirits and then be, you know. So you got to be trained to operate in supernatural wealth. Where God is putting his super on your natural. Showing them that God, the God that I serve is real.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying? What did Daniel prove? Put him in the lion's den. God laid that lion down.
Come on, Hill.
Put the Hebrew boys in the fire and turned it up 7 times. They went in there and the fire had no power. Say, well, that was them. Well, you're going to have to learn how to go through some things and let people know God is. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And if you, I told him, I said, if you're not going to forsake me, I need you now, not next week. I need you to handle these spirits now. You have to activate your faith. You have to activate what you believe. You can't just quote it. You got to activate it. You got to say, God, I believe you now.
Yes.
This thing is happening. I don't care how messed up this look, how it look like it ain't going to happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 4, God told Abraham, you're going to have a son. And, you know, everything was locked down, told down. He was 75 years old. Hallelujah. And the Bible say, who against hope? There was no open hope on the outside. But what hope do you have? I got God's word. I said, if you started it, you're going to end it. See, that's what trust is. It ain't just, I trust the Lord. Let somebody come in here with a machine gun and say, everybody love the Lord. Just stand up. You don't get under the appeal. Because you're walking by what you see. This thing got to get down in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's got to be rooted in you. See, we got stuff rooted in us, but it's the wrong stuff. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Ain't nobody going to do that because we always bind up terrorist attacks.
Amen.
I don't care if they come by gang or whatever. We shut it down. Amen.
Amen.
You better learn how to operate. Mm-hmm. I don't come to church just to play church. You can come just and did. She need to hurry up. You wouldn't hurry up in that sense. You wouldn't hurry up when you were watching other stuff. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Baseball game.
I'm performing surgery. Glory to God. Your mind have to change and say, the devil, you can't do this to me.
That's right.
And I said, I ain't giving my dog this here. And he look at me now just smiling. I said, I told John this morning, I said, he looked like a different dog. He was all spaced out. And, you know, you running behind him. Come here, King. Come here. And he just running. He ain't paying you no attention. We've been having him since he was 6 weeks.
Yeah, not about like that.
Don't act like this here. But that's how the devil can manipulate the atmosphere. But greater is he that's in you. I'm sowing something in you now that's making you strong.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be strong when you stand up to that devil. You're going to have to say, I told him one time he tried to kill me. I said, I shall live and not die.
Oh, yeah.
You don't control my body. You do not control my body. You don't control my finances. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have to learn how to use that word. I'm telling you, I'm not here. God is real. Cowards will not stay. But when you learn that, like I say, half breeds, no breeds, that don't want to put this, if you're not willing to be seen as different or talked about sometime, you ain't gonna walk in this hill. Because you can't leave out of here and go tell somebody, some of your kin folks go to another church, oh girl, we don't believe that. Well, you were poor when you walked in there, and you're still poor when you come in 2 years from now. If you follow these instructions, God's going to supernaturally bless you. Hallelujah. I know. I told you I was riding a long, tall daddy. It was called LTD with over 300 and something thousand miles. And I'm coming from preaching success. And I went to, you know, had them automatic windows. And when I went to push it to come up, the thing went down and wouldn't come back up. And the devil say, take it back. Take that prosperity you talk. Take it back. I say, before I take it back, I'll add more to it. Because my God is bigger than this. And I had enough faith to wait until that word got in me and I began to transform into another. Every car I got after that was a brand new car. I don't care about a brand new one now. I didn't live that life.
Come on.
Running behind me. I took my car. I told you, go get the oil change a couple of days ago. And you know, I was trying to get out of there because you know they want to come in there. And they want to need come this guy. Yeah, man. Why don't you let me put you in a 2026? I said, you get his behind me. Because you save us not the things that be of God. Say paid for. And it rides good. You better get up out of my face. Think I'm going into debt right now. Now maybe God telling y'all to do it. And if you do get into debt, believe him to pay it out ahead of time. Hallelujah. Come running behind me. Boy, I looked at him. He thought, ain't nothing but the devil using you. I'm a producer.
I'm a producer.
Come on now. That's what you are. You're a producer. You're a manifester.
Amen.
God told me that bought that little church that we used to have. Can't nobody stay on this street and keep a church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I made enough money in that little church to put $20,000 down on this when we started. And we still doing what we're doing. Because you're going to prosper. You hear what I'm saying? You are going to prosper. And you're going to know how to handle that money. Hallelujah. And you're going to be rich toward God. And he's going to be rich toward you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't mind being called different.
Me neither.
God is looking for those that want to be demonstrators. I'm going to demonstrate this thing work. Who wants to put the time in so that they can become what the word said they can become and they can do what exactly the word said it would do. I'm learning how to, like I say, navigate in the atmosphere and cause what was not going to happen anyway.
Right.
And you know, after all of that with the pews and everything, the guy said, you know, the devil said, and I'm not saying God may not say to do this sometime, but the devil say, all that running and waiting and all of that, you ought to tell him to take half of that price off of them. I wrote that man that check out for the whole thing. I said, and if you need somebody, you tell him to call me. I'm going to tell him what a good job you did, because God didn't tell me to do that. I told you the first guy that messed up and we paid some money to, over $2,000. And he lied, he tried to cuss us out, brought us the wrong stuff. And when I told Elder Neil, I said, you tell him we ain't dealing with him no more. The Lord said, don't take him to court. Say, I'll take care of this. And every bit of that money we gave came back into the ministry.
Amen.
See, you don't let your flesh or some people. If I was him, I'd sue him. He ain't got a pot and not a window. So why waste all of that? I'd waste more money trying to take him to court. You can't get what he don't have. But if you do what God tell you to do, he brought all of that money back in here. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you something else. When I wrote that check out Friday, I said, God, replenish it. And God been putting it back into the, woo, into the account.
Hallelujah.
Every time we spend, it's being replenished. Because that's the word of God. Genesis chapter 12. You got to believe that word. 2026, I'm so ready to walk into it. Because we're going to transfer some wealth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to show you where wealth got to be transferred. We're going to get that. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because I want you to be the first millionaire in your family.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I want you to come on here. Amen. I don't care what y'all say. This thing is working. You know, I was kind of like the little black sheep in the family. Even though I was their color, I still was the black sheep in the family. Because I didn't know how to make things work. And people took advantage of me. Amen. And they tried to treat me like, you know, they can do whatever. But baby, it's not funny now. It's not funny anymore. Half of them gone and dead. One of them gonna call me and say, can we take out an insurance policy on you? I say, you'll be gone before I will. And they are. Heck to the no.
Some out of accident. Or accident.
Genesis chapter 12. God told Abram, I'm quitting right now. God told Abram, he was not Abraham then. He said, leave your father's house and go into a place from which to a land I'm going to show you. Leave your father's house and your kindreds. I started teaching on that. People say, Pastor, got it. She don't like kinfolks. I don't like kinfolks that want to control you. Sometimes when you're in a pack, they want the whole pack to do the same thing. And God may be calling me to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I love them. I love my children. I look forward to spending this week with them and everything. But he was not just saying that for that. You don't have to leave your kin folks, but you need to leave how they operate.
Yeah.
Because God said, my ways are not your ways, and it's not their ways. And that's just something, if you want to walk in his supernatural wealth, you just got to do. Because it's not that they mean anything bad. They just haven't been taught on this level. And if you want them to get deeper in God, you're going to have to stand and obey God. And that's what's going to draw them on your side. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing wrong with education, but there's some things education ain't going to be able to help you with.
Right.
There's some things you can have money. You can have the biggest house and the devil will have you not being able to sleep in that room you in.
Mm.
It's going to have to be the power of God. Now, education can put you in some places. Amen. But you better have God there on your side.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in my clothes, he began to tell him. And, you know, when you read that and you carnal minded, you will think the wrong thing. But he said, 12:1, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindreds and from thy father's house and go into a land I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation and I will bless thee and make thy name great and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you and I'm going to curse them that curseth you. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Now, that was an opportunity God was giving him.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see in 4, and Abraham departed.
It kicked in.
He kicked it in when he did what God said.
That's it.
Right.
Until you do the word. Mm. I don't care what people think about you. Until you do that word. Until you do the word. There's so many opportunities out there that God has told us to do. But we're looking at, what people are going to say. Well, how am I going to do this? And this first thing, God is a good God. And he can't tell you to do a bad thing.
Ah.
You may think it's bad, but it's good. And it's going to be good for whoever.
Amen.
And so in verse 4, And so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Now, he could have said, I'm too old to be moving. You know, and some of y'all so scared that if he move you out of town, you can't go call him and say, I need some sugar. Call him and say, I need this, I need that. He had to get them, show them, you, I'm your source. I don't want to use them as your source, because when you go back, you're going to introduce them to a whole new thing. In coming into 2026, I can't tell you how messed up the economy is going to get. I don't know. But I know we're going to be ready if we obey God's word. We're going to be ruling our economy. No matter what you hear on that TV, it's not for me. Hallelujah.
Come on.
It can't control me. I'm going to control everything by my words, and because I'm a child of the living God. He said, I'll make your enemies your footstool. He said, I'll take care of you. Hallelujah. He don't care what or how old you get. He's still going to take care of you.
Thank you, sir.
He's going to take care of your children.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I told you, I start speaking different over my children. I say, God, you walking in them. You talking in them. You filling them with the Holy Ghost. You putting them in church. I say, you teaching them. You got your angels in camp about them. And that boy don't watch it. He going to do this. Keep predicting that. Giving the devil something to work with. I ain't giving him nothing to work with. When I learned, I started changing. God was not against his kinfolks or his father. He was against the way they operated. He wanted them, him to operate in a whole different faith level. And that's what happened. And then we see in chapter 13, and when Abraham, well, if you read the whole chapter, I'm told you again, we're going to go back to that. Chapter 12, soon as he went to the place God told him to go to, they took his wife. Now, some of y'all would have cussed God. Now, look at what you made me do. Look at what happened. He never opened his mouth. You know why he didn't? Because he had, I'm going to bless them that bless you and I'm going to curse them. We never see where Abraham said anything to God. We never see where Sarah throwed a fit and everything. They laid in that word. And because they laid in that word, God went to Pharaoh and gave him a dream and said, let that man's wife go. Mm-hmm. Now, he had already paid him for her.
Right.
He slave, he women, and all gold and silver and all of that. I heard a man say, the reason why y'all ain't got no maids, because y'all been the maid, and we ain't got the maid, you being the maid out of you yet. I'm going to get me somebody to clean my house, because I've got to the point. Amen. You two maid slave minded. We got to get all of that out of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, now when he went there, and we're going to pick this up in December. I said it last week. Why would God send him to a place where the economy was tore up from the floor up? You know, you say, God, now why did you send me here? Like when we came on this property, all them streetwalkers walking with bras and walking with all of this here showing and everything.
They
job thrift store getting them. You know, just and they selling dope all over here. Why are you going to send us here? But we didn't clean a lot of that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you going to send me to this job? Because it pays good and you're going to control me.
Amen.
I was selling insurance. That guy was so, you know, all up on me and everything. And I went in my prayer room. I said, God, rolling like you roll, like you making some biscuits. Rolling.
Because
I told him I wanted to work for my house. Yeah, he ain't going to let you do that. Before I can get to work, he called me. You can go ahead and work. We rolled him. Do you hear what I'm saying?
And like Jell-O
and you ain't. You got to be on that job. You got to say, God, if you got to give everybody else a raise, you give
Jell-O
me my money. Because I'm a tither. I'm a giver. And you said that you would increase. Hallelujah, Jesus. You told me that if I give my tithes and offering, you would rebuke the devil. You got to call him at his word. He can handle it.
Come on. You said it, Lord.
You let my husband tell me he going to give me some money. I'm coming after it. Now you said, now if you ain't gonna give it, get out the way. Let me get in that account and take what I need. You shouldn't have said it, because you told me you was gonna be my sugar daddy. We've gone on 30 years. You better be glad I'm getting some good sugar. He told me that. He did. So when I get ready to go get my hair fixed, if I don't have no money, he gonna produce the money. Or whatever else I want, he's going to produce it, because your word is out there. And I got every letter you wrote. I do. And he's a good husband. Amen. Hallelujah. He take good care of me. But he don't have to do too much, because I'm going to make the money my own self.
Amen.
I went to the nail shop. I told Kevin, the guy that do my nails, I say, I'm bringing you a mess, but I need you to send me out looking like a miracle. And when he finished, I slapped a $10 bill on him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I don't mind paying for somebody. You take care of me, I'm going to take care of you. And that's how God is. You take care of him, he's going to take care of you.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah, Jesus. It's going to be some supernatural miracles getting ready to take place.
Thank you,
you better get in line. What they want to say, come to the front of the line.
I'm at the front, brother.
Oh, God. I'm getting ready. I feel this thing all in my spirit, man. God say, I'm going to bless you. Then when you go to, you see where he went through something before the blessing came. Because the devil wanted him to get mad, sad, and start acting bad. What you doing taking my wife? But they kept their mouth shut. And God kept his word. He sent him a dream. And he said, let that man's wife go. Didn't he say that? And then when he let the man's wife go, he kept all of the gold and the silver and everything. God got money. God got things where you don't know. He got ways you don't understand and don't know. You just got to keep your body, your flesh under subjection. This thing is coming to pass. Amen.
Yeah.
And when he did that, that's where we get to Genesis 13 and 1. And Abraham went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had. And Lot went with him. Now, he wasn't supposed to take Lot. They ended up having to separate later.
Yes, they did.
And Abram was very rich. He was just rich.
Very rich.
So there's a difference in rich.
There's a difference in
and
rich.
And very rich.
And very.
See, I got to be very rich. I'm getting ready to tap into that very rich.
Yeah.
Amen. Because I got some billboards to put up here.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And we got some more work that we need to do.
Right.
He was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. It's cattle. It's stuff. I take my cattle in the refrigerator. Thank you very much. I don't want to go feed nothing. But it's money out here with your name on it. It's an inheritance out here with
your name on it.
You got to tell that devil, I'm going after what's mine. And you better be packing some power. Because if you get in my way, I told him, I said, you ain't going to stop nothing. You're not going to control nothing. But I'm constantly building strength in my spirit. Because we're not fighting against flesh and blood.
All right.
And you got, that's why when people cut up in the flesh, I ain't fighting with you move. I'm going after what's behind you. And he said, pulling down strongholds and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I'm not going to try to face Satan in my might. Couldn't have built this church and it's doing what it's doing and keeping the doors open with my might. Hallelujah, Jesus. But there's a remnant coming forth.
Amen.
Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get in that word. Get in that training. Thank God for opening up your eyes. Hallelujah. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready.